Reverend Al, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
From our New York studio. Reverend, is it snowing in New York yet?
No, it's not snowing, but it's very cold. It's like 22 degrees, 23 degrees. So it's very cold, but no snow.
Reverend Al, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. And let me say that we are on countdown to the Ferguson grand jury coming back. We would have thought by now they would have come back. Many of us do not have a lot of confidence that they're going to come back with any charges that are significant. And we're prepared to move on. But I think the country is right to be on high alert, because this case and the implications of this case speaks to cases all over the country. And we must be prepared to move forward to say to the federal government that now we need to deal with this case as a federal case, as we did with Rodney King, Abner Louima, Anthony Baez, to really not only deal with the prosecution of the officers, but how we deal with policing and police accountability in the law. So we are on watch. I will be in Ferguson with the family when whatever day this is announced. But we will gear right away into a multi-city move of marches and demonstrations toward having the federal government come in, as they did with Rodney King. And I think people need to stay on alert and understand this is not just about one case. It's bigger than that. Thank God Michael Brown's parents have kept this at that level, and we intend to deal with this case no matter what happens. But we're going to deal with it in a strategic and peaceful manner.
Okay, so let's assume that they come back with no indictment of Officer Wilson.
Then their grand jury is closed, and a federal grand jury can take the case.
A federal grand jury can take the case.
Oh, yeah, they can come back on civil rights charges. If you remember in Rodney King, Tom, the local prosecutor indicted the cops in Simi Valley. They went to trial and lost the trial. Then the federal government came in on excessive force. Doesn't have to be rape. Excessive force, and prosecuted those cops and convicted them. With Abner Louima, the local prosecutor didn't prosecute, and the federal government prosecuted those police that raped and sodomized Abner Louima. That cop is still in jail. That's 17 years ago.
Okay, okay. Assuming that they come back with no indictment, how soon can you expect a federal indictment?
You can't put a timing on it, but you can certainly, that's where the pressure needs to be, and we've already established the precedent. I think that clearly it will not be the next day, but it will not be 10 years from now either. But what is more important, or as important, I shouldn't say more, is if the federal government doesn't come in, we'll keep going from case to case to case. We need to address this and make federal law. And that is what I think we ought to be doing. We need to put this in the federal grand jury, and we need to start getting our legislators to parallel that with legislation on police accountability. Otherwise, we'll be spending the rest of the century running around putting out fires when a policeman does something wrong, rather than having a new standard of police accountability.
So you don't think there will be an indictment, huh?
No, I've said from the beginning, I have no faith in this prosecutor.
Do you think that the federal case will go forth under Eric Holder, or will wait until Loretta Lynch presumably takes over?
I don't know. I think that Eric Holder has already announced that they are doing a federal investigation of that local police department. Mm-hmm. And I think and he went and visited it there, something that we've not seen. So it could possibly go forward under him. It could wait on Loretta Lynch. A lot of it is going to be when this state grand jury comes back with a decision, and then how fast they want to respond. Because at this point, if he said anything yesterday or today without them coming back, mm-hmm. people could say he undercut the state grand jury process.
Break it down. Reverend Al.